of sweat. You stand aloof to hide the inner life. Depending on the circumstance, I show my tools, but yankers know I'm just a fishing pants. Beginning with the aftermath, sayers of sweat. You stand aloof to hide the inner life. Depending on the circumstance, I show my toes, but niggas know I'm just a fish in pants.
I slept once. The dream has yet to end. It was a purple evening such as this. The curtains had been pulled by a hand unattached. I lay propped on a pillow of eagle feathers on a couch framed with the skeletons of my uncles and great uncles. I did not intend to close my eyes, but when I did, the night is falling on the moist palms of children too weak to bear its weight. The stars are visibly breathing. In fact, they almost look as if they're chewing gum. The moon is crescented on both sides while its center remains unseen. I can faintly hear my mother calling me, or is that my sister singing songs of the railroad? Robeson is reflected in a floating mirror. Then I realize that the mirror is not floating, but being pulled by a white horse and a great golden chariot. The horse has human feet. I look down at my feet and they are hooved. When I look up, it is no longer night. The sun covers the entire sky, as if it has been stretched to reach all corners. Flames are visible but not threatening. A girl brushes my knee with her tail. She's wearing pink overalls and rollerblades. She signals for me to follow her. As soon as I take a step towards her, I'm flying. There are rocky mountains below me. I decide to land in a small settlement between mountains. A man walks up to me. He is my father, but he introduces himself to me as John Galt. I ask him if he is the Reverend John Galt. We begin to say the Lord's Prayer together. The whole world seems to join in. The mountains have mouths. I'm standing at an altar. It takes a second before I realize I'm getting married. The woman beside me, my bride, is sitting in lotus position on an Indian silk pillow. She's holding a white umbrella over her head. I cannot see her. I keep whispering to her, "It's okay, love. It's okay, love." And she keeps shushing me and shushing me. I'm wearing a backpack. I decide to take it off and open it up. It's filled with coloring books. And I keep thinking, I have to be done in time to pick Saturn up from school. I have to be done in time to pick Saturn up from school. I have to be done in time to pick Saturn up from school. My darling Saturn, I seem to break your heart daily. How could I ever neglect to hug you? You are a planet hugged by a rainbow. Forgive me. I sometimes become so consumed in the travails of my own heart that I neglect yours, and there is no greater crime. I will never commit it again, for there is no other adultery. You are my child, God's gift to the world. God's will be done. I love you.